Embarrassing agony. What's your most embarrassing moment? A professor of psychology at the University of East Anglia, Ray Crozier, has researched the psychology of embarrassment and is author of the book Blushing and Social Emotions.
The Eternal Flame. Ray Crozier's book is full of interesting examples of embarrassing moments. He tells of the time when German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder was attending a ceremony at Jerusalem's Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial. Schroeder was invited to turn a handle to boost the eternal flame commemorating the Holocaust. However, to the embarrassment of everyone present, the Chancellor turned the handle the wrong way and extinguished the flame.
Past glory. Another story involves Star Trek star Patrick Stewart. Stewart recalls a time when he was watching television alone in a hotel room. He was switching channels when he suddenly found an episode of Next Generation. I started watching it and I'd forgotten that I'd ordered room service, he explains. All of a sudden, this man arrives with my food. He looks at the television and looks at me watching myself on television, then shakes his head and gives me a look of pity. He must have thought I was a real loser watching my past glories.
Losing face. So, why do we get embarrassed in the first place? Crozier argues that the key to embarrassment is our attempt to look competent. We have this fundamental human need to be respected and not look foolish. And losing self-esteem can feel like the world has ended. Physical symptoms often include blushing. This is a uniquely human response. No animals are known to blush. And no one is really sure why we blush. In evolutionary terms, it could once have been to signal that we had made an accidental mistake, admitting to an error and so avoiding a confrontation. Professor Crozier defines embarrassment as a situation in which we accidentally contradict the identity we want to project.
Dealing with embarrassment. So, what can be done about it? The best way to deal with embarrassment is to talk about it, says workplace psychologist Gary Fitzgibbon. If you walk off, you're left with it. You mustn't let the embarrassment dominate. Once you admit to what's happened and talk about it, everyone will feel much more relaxed and they'll be laughing with you rather than at you. Embarrassing moment stories. Have you ever had an embarrassing moment? Here are a few of ours.
Toilet torment. I was once in a public toilet. I wanted to use the cubicle, but it was occupied. I waited for a couple of minutes, but there was no noise coming from inside. After another minute, I decided to knock on the door. "Is anyone there?" I asked. No answer. I knocked again. There was still no answer. In the end, I decided to have a look under the gap at the bottom of the door. And just as I was doing so, another man walked into the toilet. He saw what I was doing and walked out before I had a chance to explain myself.
Safety first. I accidentally stabbed my boss on my first day at work. We were queuing up to go into the conference room, and my boss was standing just in front of me. I had a pair of scissors in my hands, and someone pushed me, and the scissors went into my boss's backside. He needed stitches and a new pair of trousers. Incidentally, the meeting was supposed to be on safety in the workplace.
Leaving with dignity. I was at a friend's house with a couple of mates. We were sitting around the kitchen table when we started arguing about something really stupid. In a huff, I stormed out. Unfortunately, my exit wasn't as dramatic as I had intended, because I ended up walking into the kitchen larder. I had to ask for directions out of the kitchen. There were three doors in total.